Good morning, I'm Khaki Walton, checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. Tennessee Shakespeare Company presents William Shakespeare's The Tempest. That's April 11th through the 22nd, outdoors at Shelby Farms Park's outdoor wooden amphitheater. What a great way to enjoy Shakespeare under the stars. Dan McCleary is the executive director of Tennessee Shakespeare Company. He's directing this production, and it's actually a co-production with a company from Washington State, and Dan joins me in the studio this morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, Khaki. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. You're doing this with Shakespeare Walla Walla.
It's our first co-production, and this is a burgeoning theater company in the eastern part of the state, and it's a beautiful, beautiful area, and they have never had professional Shakespeare before. And so we have a co-productions director on staff, and so we've been working for about 8 to 9 months to make sure that this was possible in both ends of the state. So now Tennessee Shakespeare Company is going almost bi-coastal, if we call the Mississippi River one side of the coast.
That's really great. So what do you do after you do the production here? You're taking it there? I mean, how's that going to work?
That's right. So we'll perform for 2 weeks at Shelby Farms. Uh-huh. And then that production travels in full. The actors, the costumes, the props, some of the scenery will go there. And actually we'll perform for 2 weeks in a space not unlike what Shakespeare initially intended The Tempest to be performed in, which was an indoor, small, multi-tiered box of a theater called the Blackfriars. So what we're doing outdoors will be quite expansive on acres, and then what they will need to do in the span of 48 hours once they land in Walla Walla is restage the entire play.
Oh, gosh.
Meanwhile, I'll be here directing Glass Menagerie.
So you don't have to worry with that mess.
No, not too much.
Well, that's really great, but I love it that you're doing this outdoors, though, at the amphitheater that I know you love so much.
We do love it. You know, it really inspires the actors. It inspires the audience. So there becomes sort of this triangulation of communication out there, if you will. And Shakespeare would have been using so much of what happened outdoors for him, especially for this play. And while it wasn't perhaps initially intended to be worked outdoors, it is. I was just telling a group of teachers this last night, actually. If I was in charge of curriculum, God help us, if I was in charge of curriculum, I think The Tempest, before Romeo and Juliet, before Hamlet, before Lear, before Caesar, would be the first Shakespeare play I would introduce not only young people to, but adults to. It's Shakespeare's touch on science fiction. You know, it's his approach to, he was Harry Pottering and Star Warsing and Lord of the Ringsing long before those three pieces ever got birthed.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So you've got the lead character Prospero, and while he's been in exile, he's learned to do magic things.
Well, yeah, this is a man who at age 40, he would have been 45 in Shakespeare's time, but you know, in modern era, he's a little closer to Lear's age, which is 80, and though Johnny Lee Davenport, our actor, probably wouldn't appreciate it. he and his 3-year-old daughter, Miranda, are 12 years ago, they would have been exiled and thrown off the side of a boat for dead. So Prospero and Miranda, his daughter Miranda, are on a sinking butt of wine, as it were, and they happen upon this uncharted island, which for us is in the Bermudas, so it's the Bermuda Triangle. And it's an island that houses a witch from Algiers who has birthed this freckled son, and she birthed him with a demigod from South America, Setebos. So there's this creature Caliban of Terra Firma on the island, and then there's this airy spirit named Ariel on the island. So it's, you know, in Shakespeare's final play, he's dealing with a real jewel of humanity, forgiveness and redemption through science fiction.
I love it. And it, you know, that's as soon as you say science fiction, that's when you're going to get kids going, okay, wait, they kind of snap too. Okay, I'm paying attention now, what? But you're right, and I never had thought about that. I always think about The Tempest. I think of drama, and it's really, there's so many comedic moments to it. It's so romantic.
Yeah, it's, you know, his latter four plays, Shakespeare's latter four plays are called frequently, for lack of a better word, and I don't know that we have one, romances. And particularly with Tempest, he brings back a lot of... For those listeners who know a lot of Shakespeare, even a little bit of Shakespeare, you'll recognize, for instance, Lear. You'll recognize Hamlet. You'll recognize the twins and the brothers from Comedy of Errors. You'll recognize Hermione from Winter's Tale in the play. And even if you don't know Shakespeare, it doesn't matter. These are, you know, they're prototypical now in our psyche. But it was important to him in these last plays that he deal even in extraordinary situations like in Pericles or in Winter's Tale or certainly in Tempest, in these extraordinary, even exotic settings, that he deal with the human heart. And one of the ways he discovered over time to almost bury the meaning, the significance of his play, so that it was made more palpable for us, is through humor or through mystery or through something exotic. And through love. So there's this extraordinary young love story in the play from this wild girl who's 15 years old, who's grown up on this island wild, and this courtly young prince, you know, both of them teenagers. So you get to see Romeo and Juliet again, and this time the girl is primitive. She's a wild woman, and she's the one who says the text, which probably most of us know, "Oh, brave new world that has such people in it." It's the first time she's seeing people other than her father who look like her. So it's a play of new beginnings.
It's a wonderful play, and it's one that I had to revisit it this morning, actually, because it's one that I haven't read in a while, so I had to refamiliarize myself with it. So they're on this island because they've been exiled, as you said, and this was an ugly task that was undertaken by someone who usurped the power of Prospero and took his power, and so he's on a boat that gets shipwrecked, and they all come on the island, and so... Does he make life bad for this character, or does he forgive what this character has done to him in earlier years?
You know, he's usurped by Prospero, is usurped by his brother Antonio with the aid of two others, Sebastian and Alonso. They're all from Italy. And we're setting the play in the time it was written, so early 17th century.
Mm-hmm.
And by fortune, which is the word that's used, that Shakespeare uses, by fortune, a ship of all these royal men, including Antonio, are within the compass of this uncharted isle. And so this play starts with a grand storm between that Prospero creates with the aid of his airy spirit, Ariel. And so he wedges the ship between two rocks, and then he flings them all off the ship and onto his island, fully anticipating, he calls it his project, fully anticipating that his project will be to leave them on the island, he'll repair the ship, and back he'll go, taking his restored dukedom with him. But what he discovers along the way, through the love of his daughter, and through the almost inhuman love of Ariel, who is not human, but is able to experience humanity suddenly, emotionally, he discovers the grace in himself. So it's through the celestial, through the terrestrial, that he discovers his own heart. You know, and if we all, you know, once the world starts listening to what Shakespeare discovers, you know, we'll be much better off, won't we?
Yes, we will. Well, this will open on two preview performances, Wednesday, April 11th, and Thursday, April the 12th. And those preview performances, tickets are only $15, so you can take advantage of that. And then the actual opening night, quote unquote, will be Friday, April the 13th, and all the performances are at 7:30. Advance tickets are $25. The day of the show, they're $30. And this is something I think is great. Every Thursday evening performance, 17 and younger come in free if they're with an adult.
Yes, the teenagers are our biggest audience, which I love to crow about. And not only are they our biggest audience, but they help us develop our audience, because what we've discovered here over the last 4 years is that in many cases, it's us, you know, people our age, who endow our young people with imagining, well, you won't be able to understand this, or this is older language. Well, If, in fact, we give Shakespeare to their mouths and tell them it's new language and get them on their feet and get books away from them and clear the desks out of the room, they attack Shakespeare inside of 30 minutes. They're getting their teachers and their parents to come see the shows as well. So we love getting them in there for free on Thursday nights, and it's very Elizabethan. It's like a football game. There's a lot of call and response then, and the young people are very, very engaged. It's the original interactive entertainment, and they know it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you talked about your lead actor is Johnny Lee Davenport. Tell us who the rest of your talented actors are in this production.
Well, we're bringing back a few other local actors. Matt Cruz is playing Antonio. Michael Conlarian is playing Gonzalo. And Darius Wallace, one of our founding members, is playing King Alonzo. We're bringing a number of new people in from the West Coast, from New York, from Washington, from Boston. Wolf Coleman is our Romeo, and Macduff is returning as one of our clowns, Trinculo. And also Kaylee Milliken returns, who was our Peace Blossom in Midsummer Night's Dream. Mm. And there's a lot of, Tempest is it's his most musical play. And there's quite a lot of dance in it as well. And so all of our actors, in addition to being able to fight, are all singers and musicians as well. So we've got, at one point, we have over 100 cellos playing at one point. And so at one point in rehearsal last week, I told Kaylee, well, you pick one. Pick one that you hear and dance to that. She did about 50 interpretive dances in one night.
Do you have actual music? I mean, actual musicians?
We'll have some musicians. Some of the live music will be on stage. Most of it, because the music is so exotic. We normally have lots of live musicians on stage. But the music is so exotic, and it wants to come from the earth occasionally, and it wants to come from the skies and the trees occasionally, that a lot of it is being built on tracks, and so it will come from different parts of the woods
cool.
and behind the audience and
oh, that's
under the
neat.
Audience. Yeah.
That's very, very cool.
Yeah, we hope so.
Well, I love it, and you have a terrific cast. And what about the costumes? I mean, if you're keeping everything in the period, then I can imagine some gorgeous things.
Our costume designer is Sona M. Royan, who we're working with for the first time, who's also a local designer. She's designing with our scenic designer out of New York, Roger Hanna, and we're bringing back Eric Haugen, our specialist lighting designer from Florida, and we've been working for the past, I would say, 5 months to create. When you're working outdoors, it's sort of a compulsory to make it exotic when you do and enchanting when you're dealing with an island that's actually called Enchanting, and so we're attempting to recreate the earth that's around the theater on the stage, and so have it appear natural, but have some magical operations and magical machinations in it as well. So it's a bit frightening at this point as we put it all together, but it's an awful lot of fun, and it will be great, great fun for the audience.
Oh, I know it will. Now, Shakespeare in the Park, what gets better than that right here in Memphis? Shelby Farms Park and their wooden outdoor amphitheater, William Shakespeare's The Tempest, and that's going to open April 11th, two preview performances, April 11th and 12th, opening night, April the 13th, that's a Friday, and then it runs through Sunday, April the 22nd. Again, for tickets, you can call 759-0604. You can also go to tnshakespeare.org. Preview performance tickets, $15. Tickets in advance, $25. If you get those the day of the show, they're $30. And don't forget that every Thursday night, kids 17 and under get in free with an adult. It's one enchanted evening beneath a sea of stars. Tennessee Shakespeare Company presenting The Tempest. It's directed by Dan McCleary, and he's been my guest this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Khaki.